Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world. 98PXY.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding ding. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Wednesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
get it.
And those good vibes.
Every ounce of air has left my throat.
Look at all of our friends knocking on the door. Let's let them in, Breeze. Who's here?
Good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven.
It's payday.
Vibes are up since we got a we got brand new dressers and rearranged the bedroom. Everything feels better.
These two are dripping in cash.
never not buying new things. Love you guys.
We love you too.
Hope you have an amazing day. We also hope that for you.
Yeah, Nico and Steve weighed in. Wednesday is payday for them. Thursday is Pizza Thursday.
Pizza Thursday.
Friday, they just do shots alone in their living room. Depressed. They used up their entire paycheck.
They're like, let's do it.
We love it. Thanks for weighing in, guys. Who else is here, Breeze?
We have Ashley. She says, good morning. How is everybody? I am so excited because tonight I convinced my husband to go to Lollipop Farm with me to potentially get a dog.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's so nice. Bye-bye. So great.
Yes, until he craps all over the comforter. This is great. I don't know what happened, babe.
Like,
it was your turn to take him out.
Was that really the dog or?
Right.
Right.
And then you guys get in an argument over it, and then it leads to divorce. Then she takes him for everything he's got.
Wow. I've seen this. So optimistic.
I've seen this movie. Anyways, yeah, congrats on Lollipop Farm. That's the you want to adopt, not shop.
Absolutely. Wow. I just got an email that there's going to be a Trump the Musical coming out.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm being so serious.
Who stars in that?
Trump the Musical. Not sure. It's a biopic. Not sure. Anyways, what about you, Vibes?
Through the roof. So I took my little last night for Big Brothers Big Sisters. I took him to the gym. Got after it. I said, you better drink a lot of water today because you're going to be sore. He's trying to get after.
You guys had a sauna for 40 minutes.
He's trying to get after in football. I was like, we got to get you in shape, buddy. We got to get you in shape. But we had a good time. Came home last night, finally got a chance to just kind of chill. It was a busy day yesterday. But overall, feeling good. Friday's creeping up on us, you guys. As far as today, 51 for the high. We're going to see a little bit of rain starting at 4 o'clock. But you know, who cares? That's spring in Rochester.
I know. I can't believe it's Wednesday. We're going to see a blizzard around 5. So yeah. Don't you worry.
Really emotional. Are the vibes up this morning? That is the question, Breeze.
Yeah. The weekend's on its way. I have zero plans, which you know I love.
How was your happy hour last night?
It was great. We had a great time, me and the girlies.
What did you guys talk about?
Well, I'll tell you at 9:10.
Oh, I can't wait. The gossip, you guys. The gossip's coming up at 9:10 this morning.
I know.
Absolutely love it.
So if you're not by your radio, make sure you get by your radio because there's a lot to discuss. Yeah, it was fun. I showed up in a full purple fur coat. My friends were like, why are you the way that you are? And I'm like, well, you know.
You need people to look at you. That's what it is. You need the validation because we discussed, without validation, what's really left?
Validation to me is like air.
It's nothing. There's nothing left. Absolutely nothing. I'm really sad to hear about Val Kilmer passing away.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take away from that, but I have no idea who that man is. So.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't show a little bit of empathy. I mean, he died of cancer. So
sorry about that.
And he's in a lot of the movies that you've watched. So.
I don't know if that's true.
Pretty sure it is.
Good morning. Have an amazing day from Paula, 5 hearts. We love you, Paula.
Thanks for weighing in this morning, Paula. Appreciate that.
Gorge.
Coming up for the big story of the day, there's one thing Breezy and I don't do on this show, and you probably know what it is by now. Breeze?
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
We're just not going to do it. We never have. We never will. A man is facing charges after shooting and bringing police to a standoff yesterday morning at a mobile home park in Seneca County. I don't know who needs to hear this, but weed is legal now. We can all just chill. You know, we don't have to be this stressed out anymore, you guys. It's not necessary. What took place at this mobile park home at 2:30 in the morning? And what's happening to Randy Mark Davis Jr., 45 of Waterloo? We'll tell you about that coming up next on PXY. Right, of course. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. A man, you guys, is facing charges after a shooting and standoff yesterday morning at a mobile home park in Seneca County. Police say Randy Mark Davis Jr., 45, of Waterloo, forced his way into a neighbor's home, assaulted him, stole guns, then entered another neighbor's home, stealing a cell phone. One neighbor said, something like this happening in our small area? It's just surreal. Sure, whatever you say. New York State Police said officers were immediately met with gunfire when they responded to the scene around 2:30 a.m. Davis, a twice convicted felon, eventually returned to the first neighbor's home and then just began firing at nearby propane tanks. This guy's out of his mind.
Jeez Louise.
Police fired tear gas into the home, forcing him out and allowing them to take him into custody. And people who live at the mobile home park said emergency lights and sirens flooded the area during the incident. I would imagine it would, sure.
It's crazy.
Davis is charged with burglary, assault, attempted aggravated assault on a police officer, criminal possession of a firearm. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on. The Seneca County Sheriff's Office said additional charges have been added directly related to the suspect firing at two deputies and a sergeant. He aimed to kill. I don't know who needs to hear this, but weed is legal now, people. There is no need to be this stressed. We just need to chill, man. He did all this on a Tuesday morning.
That's insane.
Come on. Come on.
Just getting after it.
What are we doing? It's just getting after it. Yes, right, of course. I don't know.
The classic.
I mean, the news
after it.
The news in the morning is just, it's wild to me. It just never ceases to amaze me.
No. Never.
Is anything good going on locally? But what are you going to do? These things happen. Got something you need to get off your chest this morning? If you do, that's great. Because we do too. 585-252-9800. This is the segment we're going to let you guys clear the air this morning. Send us your unpopular opinions right now for There I Said It. We'll get to your messages coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
Sometimes you just got to clear the air early on, do we not?
You got to do it. You got to do it. There's just no choice.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy Breeze. Let's go over to Johnny P. Texting in first this morning. What's up, Johnny?
What up, Johnny?
Nothing grinds my gears more, you guys, than when a company says, here, have a free lunch on us for all your hard work. It's just a garbage gesture altogether, and there are better ways to make employees feel appreciated. There I Said It. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with you on that, Tyke. Johnny Pee Pee?
Yeah.
No, sirree.
It's like, how many pizzas can we really eat, you know?
How many large pepperoni pies can they keep feeding us?
No, fully. It's kind of crazy.
Hey, guys. Got you guys some nice pizza pies this morning. And, yeah, there's some soda in the cooler. Oh, thank you guys so much.
Pizza pie, yeah.
Got to motivate them somehow. Let's go over to Danielle. Waking up right before the alarm goes off is the absolute best. There, I said it. My husband hates it, but I feel like I've actually accomplished something. Nothing annoys me more. It's when my body clock wakes me up a minute before the alarm goes off.
Yeah, I hate that. I literally hate that. Like, I could have used that extra minute.
Couldn't
you know
hate
what
it more.
I mean,
I love, though, that we talk ourselves into, like, this morning. My alarm goes off at 4. I go, I think I'm going to snooze till 4:02. Like, that's going to do a damn thing.
But honestly, in the moment, it does feel like 15 minutes. I'm like, that 2 minutes really made a lot of difference for me, at least.
You think so?
I do.
I don't know. I don't buy it. Sometimes you just got to get up.
Mine for today is this. I have to get this off my chest. And I don't know if this is... anyone else is in this mindset of or way of thinking, but I hate a bar stool. There, I said it.
Sure.
I hate a high top. A high top hates to see me coming because I'm about to bitch my face off. Like, I was out last night.
There's no rest for your back.
There's no, well, sometimes there is. It's just my ass. Like,
Breezy,
I don't know if it, I honestly don't. I genuinely can't tell you if my ass is sore from working out or from sitting on a bar stool.
Were you at a nice establishment or were you at like a dive bar?
Of course.
Okay. Well, then that's the whole point. They don't want you sitting there. It's all about the turnaround time.
I don't want my feet dangling. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like a little child at a bar top. I think that's why I hate it. I want my feet on the ground at all times. There, I said it. But you can't get the deals. You can't get the happy hour deals if you're not in the bar area.
Yeah, so that's so true.
Your legs are going to be a swinging.
Right.
So I guess I'll suffer. But I did have to stand up yesterday and I stood up. And I'm standing there at the high top, and my friend's like, what are you doing? You're making me nervous. Sit down. I'm like, my ass is like asleep. I would even argue this chair, although comfortable, still very much high top energy.
This is how you eventually ended up with a hemorrhoid.
Oh my
God. It's all those bar tops that you sat at. Screw this person.
And you know what? One more thing. My dad, my parents love a bar seating. Love to sit at the bar. I'm like, can we sit at a table?
Same. I'll sit at the bar over a table any day of the week.
Why? Your feet are dangling. Don't you feel like you're on a roller coaster?
I like the service. Let's go over to this person. What's up, guys? Good morning. It drives me nuts how many people don't pay attention to the safety instruction on planes. Maybe if people paid attention before takeoff, a lot of these accidents wouldn't happen.
I don't think that's
really up to us.
It's not related. At all. Thank you so much.
Since it's our fault these planes are exploding midair. Right.
If you knew how to fix the engine, maybe this wouldn't happen.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Oh, this is a good one. Went on a date last night with a guy I met, and I just wanted to say nobody wants to listen to someone talk about their job for 2 hours. I'm happy to rant about annoying coworkers, but nobody cares how much money you make or how many people you've fired. There, I said it.
Unless I ask, don't tell me. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell me. And the thing about it is people's jobs are, like, they very much have identity crises with their job.
Big
right?
Time.
All they want to do is talk about their job because that's what they do the majority of the time. But to be honest, Rebecca, I don't know what you do, nor do I care. So you telling me about your codings and your coworkers and your...
Breeze,
you know, JavaScript. I don't.
Sometimes you just got to smile and nod and seem interested. It's not that hard.
But when you do that, you're giving them false hope to continue. And I don't want to hear about it. I don't even want to hear about it with my own partner.
Listen, there are some people who have made their jobs their entire personality. And
I feel like it's hard for us not to do that. But when I go out with people, not like dating wise, just in general, the last thing I want to do is really talk about my job, and that's all they want to talk about.
Well,
how early do you wake up? What do you do after the show? What time do you get done? I'm like, I don't. I should just print a T-shirt with all those questions answered.
I wake up at 4, but snooze until 5:30.
Period.
mine for today is, guys, the rubber duckies on the dashboards of people's Jeeps are super creepy. There, I said it. Where did that trend come from?
It's a Jeep thing. You wouldn't get it.
My buddy is a Jeep guy. And one time he saw another Jeep parked in a parking lot. So he had to run all the way back to his car to grab a ducky to put on the hood of this other Jeep.
Honestly.
And that whole process of him doing that, I'm not going to lie, made me cringe a bit.
It gives you the ick. Owning a Jeep's a cult. There, I said it. Like, it's really.
I was looking. I test drove one before I got the car I have now. I'm not going to lie. I was almost a Jeep guy. But
you are not.
It was
guy.
A
you are a Honda Civic.
It
guy.
Wasn't a
Don't
comfortable
fool yourself. Respectfully, of course.
Get big camp ride. Guy. Get Huge your, camp energy.
Get your new ride at night. Yeah, no.
And then we'll get to the most toxic man in Rochester, New York. Breezy, who is it?
Big Ed.
Big Ed. Sup, guys?
Can I cut you off before you do that? Because I think this might be his wife or girlfriend. I don't know what he has now.
Okay.
My boyfriend waits till the day of date night to always start an argument with me early in the morning and then always flips the script. It's very annoying. Big Ed, is this your bride? Because it kind of sounds like it a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds very manipulative. Big Ed said, sup, guys, good morning. I'm heading for a colonoscopy this morning, and I'm listening to you guys. Hey, Breezy. Hey, Breezy, why did the golfer bring two pairs of pants? In case he got a hole in one. Have a great day, guys. And remember, there's more where that came from. Oh, we'll keep that in mind. Thanks
have
so much, Big Ed.
Have fun with that tube up your behind. Thank you so much.
I mean, it could have been worse. He could have done a colonoscopy joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
98PXY.
Yeah. It's a PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's messages like this that just make the job worth it.
Read it to us.
Christine was at the 15th annual Bachelor Auction the other weekend and wrote in to tell us,
let's make love tonight.
She wrote in to tell us that she thinks she might have found love with one of the bachelors. We'd love to hear that. It's so important that all of our bachelors pass a background check, which they did. But to raise over $100,000 this year, and on top of that, see people falling in love, what else can you possibly want? Here's the message from Christine. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys so much for the tickets for the Bachelor Auction. I won them on the air from you, and I brought my younger sister. We had the best time. I ended up bidding on one of the cops you had on stage. He sold for over $2,300, which I definitely couldn't afford, but ended up getting another Bachelor's number after the event was over. We have been talking and are going to dinner on Friday, but he has been such a gentleman, and we have connected so well over the last few weeks. I just wanted to say thank you, and I love you guys in the morning. For once, I feel like I have met a really, really great guy, and I'm so happy. That's beautiful. Right. This is what it's all about.
It's touching.
Do you
really
see me wiping the tears from my eyes?
No, you're so obsessed.
I absolutely am. Christine, we're so happy to hear that. We thank you for weighing in. We had an incredible time that night.
It was so good, and I mean, obviously, we are so excited to announce that we raised $100,000 for CSC of Rochester, which is great. I'm loving it. It warms my heart. It really does. And yeah,
you guys have to. Connor and Tim came from CSC. They came in on the air. They came in on Friday. They're like, so yeah, if you guys think you're going to be single in the next 11 months, feel free to sign up now for the 16th annual Bachelor Auction at CSC Rochester. I'm like, yeah. Hey, you see the caller ID?
Yes.
You see who's calling in right now.
This is so tough.
Hi, Teresa.
I hope you two are really happy now.
You know, we're always happy when you're calling.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just going to come right out and say it.
What is it? Yeah.
You know, I'm really, really disappointed in the both of you. How Classic. Come you got that girl to go to the auction, but you couldn't get me tickets?
I can't believe we're still doing this.
You promised me tickets for my daughter. I never got the tickets. She wasn't able to go to the Bachelor auction.
Well, you know, last time you called, the other week when you called, you made us actually feel really bad. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go back and double check the audio. We never promised you at all. Teresa.
You guys promised and she missed out. Listen.
What's $35 for charity?
Yeah, I can't believe that you couldn't swing that.
Come on, you guys don't understand. You know, I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. I don't have money to be throwing around like this.
Well, then
you know, I wanted to do something nice for her, you know, so she can meet a nice guy. And she wasn't able to go because I couldn't get her ticket. So now I'm really, you know, she missed her opportunity.
Why don't you set your daughter up on Match.com or Bumble?
You guys don't understand. I have three daughters, okay? You guys don't get it. I have to get this girl married. The oldest is going through a messy divorce because her soon-to-be ex got his head so far up his ass, he doesn't know what time it is.
Oh, my God.
You guys just don't get it.
Well, listen.
You know? Again, Teresa, we love you, but that's simply not our problem. So.
No, listen. I'm very happy for the girl that got to go on the date.
No, you're not.
What the heck do they know about taking care of a man?
I don't know.
You know, I was at Wegmans yesterday, mm-hmm. and I saw a beautiful man buying fruit. Oh, my God. He was so freaking handsome.
Did you give him your number?
You know, listen. Now, why can't my daughter be with someone like that? You know?
That is a question we cannot answer.
Let me ask you something.
I've also never met your daughter.
Yeah, does she know that you call on the weekly? Did she know?
I was going to surprise her with these tickets.
Okay. You know what? Maybe she wants
nothing. You were supposed to give me.
Maybe she. You should have a conversation with your daughter, because maybe she wants nothing to do with dating right now.
Listen, at this rate, she's going to be alone forever, you know? Oh, my God. Where the heck did I go wrong?
You don't want me to answer that.
I'm really disappointed in you guys.
It's our fault.
All right, listen, I have to go, you guys. I got to go.
Oh, God.
I'm so freaking irritated. This is unbelievable.
Wait, let me ask you something before you go, because you've really been hyping your daughter up. What are some of the qualities that she brings to the table?
Well, at least she knows how to cook.
Okay, what else?
Yeah,
okay.
We already knew that.
She knows how to cook. She knows how to take care of a house, and she knows how to take care of her man. She just picks the wrong one.
Oh, she does.
Right.
You know, I won't say on the radio how she takes care of her man, how well she takes care of him.
Please.
Okay? But she takes after her mother. Let me tell you that.
Stop.
We're going to have to let you go. Thank you so much.
Teresa.
It's always a treat.
Thank you guys so much for not giving me the tickets for her.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I hope you still love it.
Yeah, this has been over for like 3 weeks.
I'm overstimulated right now, Teresa. I love when you call, but honestly, we never promised tickets to you. We never promised tickets to anyone.
No.
If we solicited for them for caller 8 and they won them, good on them.
Yeah.
But we didn't promise you tickets. I'm sorry your daughter missed out.
You guys could have did this for her.
Again, bubble or match.com is a great option as well.
Okay. All right. I'm going. I got to go have my coffee.
Bye, guys. All right. Bye, Teresa.
See ya.
Absolute classic. And that's classic Teresa.
I'm not going to lie. Teresa saying that her daughter takes after her when it comes to sexually pleasing her man makes me seriously want to puke. So. I'm so good. Don't answer her call again. Thank you so much. You know me. Huge sports girl.
Oh, are we doing this? Are we doing it?
We're doing it.
Oh, God. I would like a little bit of a heads up.
Doing it. I literally said I was going to give an update on the Red Wings at 6:02 this morning.
All right, let's do Breezy's big bets.
So, obviously we know that yesterday was the home opener for the Red Wings. I think the high yesterday got to what, like 39 degrees. So Dan Mason's 50-degree guarantee fell short, but that's okay because you get a free ticket to any April or May game. But I don't know if I touched on this. The Red Wings unveiled their brand new indoor training center earlier this week. So the Red Wings Performance Center now features batting cages and the latest technology to help designed to help players have that perfect swing to hit it out of the parks. This is a state-of-the-art facility. It also includes a large training room equipped with weights, treadmills, etc. They said, we've built and outfitted a state-of-the-art facility with that our players need to get the ultimate goal of playing in the big leagues, said the CEO and president, Naomi Silver.
It's us.
Yes. Absolutely. So, this looks very nice. I saw pictures. Spikes is in there with a weight. He's deadlifting.
Can we get a score of the game from last night?
Oh.
What are we doing?
I wasn't prepared for this. Oh, I truly wasn't. I was talking about the facility.
What was the score of last night's game, Breezy, for home opener?
Oh, yes, of course.
This is why I drink. This is why I drink at 10 o'clock after the show.
I don't know. This is so tough.
Oh, my God.
I don't have it.
How do you not have it?
I don't have it.
Okay.
Do I have it? Oh, yes, we won. We won 10-1 over the Iron Pigs.
Oh, my Lord. They destroyed Lehigh Valley.
No, they crashed.
Absolutely destroyed
them. Iron Pigs are now bacon.
And this has been another segment with Breezy's Big Bats. Sponsored by
DraftKings.
Yeah, right in your dreams.
Brady House absolutely crushed it. 3 triples. Center line drive. So good. So did Drew Milanese.
Okay, all right.
Whatever.
Coming up on the show, let's move on as fast as possible here. What are some red flags you discovered about your new partner early on in the relationship? 585-252-9800. So a friend of mine started dating a new guy. He is the total package, except she walked in on him doing this one thing recently that made her jaw hit the floor.
Is it legal?
Yes.
Okay.
How many of you have ever heard of someone doing this? We'll tell you what it is coming up next on the show. See there.
98PXY is free. And
what are some red flags you discovered about your new partner early on in the relationship? Classic.
Yeah.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 51 for the high today. And then, I don't know, probably a blizzard by tonight. Yeah, we'll who cares?
Get your snowshoes on.
Guys, I don't have to tell you that everything is all fine and well when you start dating. You're putting your best foot forward. So is your partner. Everyone is on their best behavior. And then you come home one day to discover your new boyfriend who insists on taking all of his clothes off to sit butt naked on the toilet because he just finds it more comfortable.
What's going on?
Who is doing this? Who takes all of their clothes off to sit on the toilet? I always thought this was a Jeffrey Dahmer move. Apparently, you don't have to murder 20 people in order to get naked to go number two. That's... I don't get it. I don't get it.
Wow.
So, was out to dinner.
Into it.
Was out to dinner. I think this was on Friday. A lot of dinners last weekend. But anywho, was out to dinner over the weekend.
He's
a close friend of ours.
I don't know why my savings is dwindling.
A close friend of ours is meeting up with us afterwards. Okay, we're having drinks. And I say, hey, how's the new guy? She goes, he's great. Things have been so good. His communication is key. I love his family. However, I came home early the other day and he had let himself into my apartment, which I'm cool with because I gave him a key. I said, okay.
Okay.
And she goes, I found him completely naked on my toilet.
What?
I asked what he was doing and he said, do you mind? Can I have some privacy?
What?
Breezy, and I want to know some odd red flags you discovered early on in the relationship. And whether or not this is something
that is a deal breaker, essentially. I mean, he's not harming anyone.
No, of course not. Getting butt naked to go to the bathroom would be a total deal breaker for you. Let us know. 585-252-9800.
I mean,
turns out
strange.
Turns out this guy is just he's just more comfortable being completely naked before he goes to the bathroom. I said, that's not normal. Who does that? What if he's at a wedding? What if he's wearing a tux?
Right.
What do you do? I've never heard of this ever. Except one time when I was watching Seinfeld and George Costanza did that. He went in the bathroom to get butt naked.
I know somebody who does this. I have a friend whose husband does this.
Okay, so this is a guy thing.
I guess it's not that far off, but it is strange. I will give you that. It is strange.
Now, if you saw a woman do this, I can't tell if I would be alarmed or if I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. It's cool, 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 cool.
Turned on?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, you know what? Close the door. I don't.
You do you, you know?
Yeah.
So she was like kind of weary about it a little bit?
That's the first thing that came to mind when I asked, how's the new guy? She goes, everything's been great. However, do you guys find this weird? I said, yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's a lot of admin.
That's a lot of admin. I don't do this by choice. It's only when I'm wearing a jumper and...
Like, do you do that if you're driving around and you're having an emergency and you run into a TJ Maxx? You get him fully naked in the bathroom?
Why?
Where are you putting your clothes?
Yeah, it's just...
Let's go over to Jenna.
You know there's stuff in those TJ Maxxes that are going to make you...
Jenna says, my guy I was dating talks to the Roomba like it's our child. He'll say, good job, buddy. When it avoids a chair, he'll say, oh, no, be careful. When it bumps into something, he's like, oh, my God, are you okay? I think he loves it more than me. It's super odd. Oh, that's great. Talking to the Roomba. Sure. Yeah. Total red flag.
We're getting.
I know you have so many of these. Give me one of
For
your
me?
Past relationships. Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, I didn't find out about this till after the fact, but my ex was hiding this from me, which I mean, now I just think it's like a drug problem, but she was doing whippets.
I'm sorry?
She was doing whippets.
Remind me what that is?
Whippets?
Yeah.
It's when you...
What is a whippet?
So embarrassing. I can't even believe I was associated with this person. It's when you take a whipped cream can and you suck the nitrogen out of it to get high.
How many whipped cream cans did she go through?
I don't know. I had no idea what was happening. Me oblivious, but I also didn't know she was cheating on me either. So
did
obviously
she
I was not well.
No, yeah, that's tough. Did she at least recycle the cans or did she throw them out?
I think she was like reusing
them.
That's
really tough. That's really tough.
The whole whippet thing was crazy. We're getting a couple texts.
I was dating a girl where I found out she was eating in bed. And you know how I feel like that.
I know.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, is that an entire carton of Wingstop in your sheets? I was like, I can't.
I hate eating in bed, but I will eat on the covers on top.
I'm sorry. The only time I will do that is in a hotel room. Never, ever over my dead body in my place. Never, not going to happen. Go ahead, Breeze.
Okay, a couple texts we're getting. This isn't that big of a red flag, but he wears a fedora.
Pop off.
Says he only watches anime.
Oh, that's so creepy.
That is really
run.
Okay, this one's just like this is just every guy. He doesn't have a bed frame. Okay, classic.
I don't have a bed frame. I don't need it. Okay? My place is very industrial. I don't need the frame.
I
have a bed frame. I don't have a headboard.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different.
Way different.
Yes,
the mattress is just.
Oh, the mattress
on the
floor is total white trash.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's total white trash. Matt says the girl I was dating parks in handicap spots and doesn't see anything wrong with it. Wow, Matt. I kid you guys not. Everything was great. I was with this girl. I was like, oh, she's perfect. She's my soulmate. One day she decided to drive and run some errands. And we were pulling into a Target together. She pulled in a handicap. I was shocked, but she said, what are the odds someone is actually going to need to park here in the next 15 minutes? Matt, I want to know, are you still with this girl? Text us back.
Okay, can I play the devil's advocate for a second? Not that I'm condoning this. I think it's horrible.
Sure.
But what is the difference between parking in a handicap and using the handicap stall? Because you know I'm using a handicap stall. You know I am, and you are too.
I did it yesterday.
So
the odds are far greater of somebody needing to park outside in that handicap spot. You're way more of a terrible human being if you park in a handicap spot. Because these people, they got nowhere to go.
I know. I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is I don't see that big of a difference. We can't get a pass for being like, well, we don't park in handicap. We're good people, but we have no problem. You know, doing the deed in the handicap stall. This person says, my ex loved him, but he constantly used the phrase tee hee 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 hee.
No, I don't like that.
Not the tee hee 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 hee.
Moose and Breezy, in reference to what you guys were talking about this morning, he sleeps with one sock on and one sock off. I never understood the logic. How is that comfortable? Are we warm or are we cold? Pick a side. The socks is in bed is crazy.
Okay. We got a couple coming through that is funny to me. My ex would get mad if you stepped on moss. Like he was the moss spokesperson. What?
You know, I understand like fall could be very pretty in upstate New York, but years back I dated a girl who wanted to go and view the foliage. And she tried to convince me to wear a soft shoe so I don't trample the leaves on the ground because those could be pretty too. Needless to say, that didn't pursue much further than that date. Moose, I need to know if this is normal. Do you cover yourself in baby powder after you shower? No, I do not. I find it so odd, but the guy I was seeing did this and said all men do it. No, I do. I don't use baby powder. Thank you for checking in. Matt just texted back and said, yes, I am still with the girl who parks in handicap. All right. Well, let us know when the wedding is.
Wow.
We're all going to show up to the wedding. We're all going to park in the handicap.
Yeah.
These are great. Thank you, guys. Yeah, all seven of us are going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, listen, a lot of people are saying that the biggest red flag is your friend even sharing that her boyfriend goes to the bathroom naked. That's a personal, private thing, and she shouldn't be sharing that.
Yeah, we got a couple people that texted in was like, oh, my God, absolutely not. Who gets fully butt naked to go to the bathroom?
No, but we also have a lot of people texting in that said that they do this.
What?
Yes. Yes, this person says,
My son's dad does this all the time. He gets butt naked to go number two and doesn't care where he is.
Oh, my God.
But the red flag for me...
I'd hate to see that guy walk into a nice restaurant.
Is that...
Hey, there's a naked guy in the bathroom at Patron Saint. Can someone get him an old-fashioned? Yes, we'll be right there.
98PXY. It's when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Yesterday after the show, we got a message that really stood out to me because, you know, it's always heartbreaking when it involves a sick child. Chrissy from Rochester asked if we can air her message so she can get some insight on how other people or parents would handle this very tough situation. And we would just love some help on this one today from you guys. 585-252-9800 to call and text. Let us know how you would handle this tough spot if you were in Chrissy's shoes. And she writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Never wrote into the show before, but I'm a fan and want to say a huge thank you for all the love and support. This is a tough message, but I'm interested in what other people would do. Our six-year-old niece is in the ICU. She has a severe illness that is mystifying doctors, and they think it's a rare genetic disorder known as OTC that most commonly impacts a lot of newborns. In any case, she has excessive levels of ammonia in her blood, and in the last few days began having convulsions. 2 days ago, she entered a coma. Our five-year-old son is best friends with his cousin, knows she's really sick, but has not been to see her yet within the hospital. And she's in a really disturbing state. Her face is distorted. Her body from time to time twitches from the convulsions. And she's just not that responsive. And we're all praying for full recovery, but we don't know what the outcome is going to be just yet. This is also very hard. And I don't think it's appropriate to let him see her like this, even though it may mean he never sees his cousin and best friend alive again. I just don't know what to do. My son is 5 years old. Does anyone think it's appropriate to bring him to the hospital to see someone in that type of state? Thank you."
That's really tough.
So sorry, Chrissy, to hear the news about your niece, who's so young. That's really a tough pill to swallow. And as far as your five-year-old son, what do you guys think? Would you bring a five-year-old into the ICU? I mean, into the ICU. Is he old enough to go into the ICU?
There's pediatric ICU. So, oh, you mean like the son?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you're with a parent, yeah, probably.
I don't know what the New York State laws are with that. I think
it's hospital by hospital, but I mean, I feel like if a parent is signing off on it, then and they're accompanied by one.
Yeah, Chrissy is really hesitant on whether or not that would be a good idea or whether it would be way too traumatic for her son to see his best friend and cousin within that state, you know? Mm-hmm. But it could also potentially be the last time he sees her. So what do you do? Is five too young? Or is it the perfect opportunity for her to talk to him about life and death and all that stuff?
It's definitely going to be traumatizing for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do in this situation. A couple people are weighing in already. Again, 585-252-9800. Would love to hear from you guys this morning on this, and we appreciate Chrissy weighing in. Stephanie says, "Hi, guys. In regards to what you're talking about, I would probably not allow him to see her like that if it were me in this situation. If she doesn't pull through, then you don't want your son's last memory of her to be just so negative. Let him remember her healthy and happy."
Yeah, that is true. I don't know if I would, again, not a parent. You guys let me know every day. I don't know if I would personally take the child in because, like you said, they are so young. Their last memories could be positive ones. And this could be a teachable moment of like life and death. If it gets there, right? Who knows? They could pull through. We're praying for this child, obviously. But I feel like even if you do take him,
he wouldn't really understand. And like seeing that, I don't know, would make him understand any more than he does now.
Yeah. It's kind of the same like when you have a loved one that's passing away from something as horrible as cancer.
Right.
Which I had all of quite a few people close to me in my life who have passed away, and seeing them in that last state of their life was really, really difficult.
Right.
It, they don't look like
even
the person
at the, even at the age you are now, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you, and that's hard. That's hard enough to process at where you are now in life. I can't imagine doing it at five. There's some. There's a couple of suggestions coming through right now on the text line that I think we need to take a closer look. I would FaceTime if your son is asking to see her. This person says he will need closure. If they are seriously that close.
Yeah, they are. He is going to need closure for sure.
This person says, hey, guys, when we got the call, my mom was dying. I took my kids to the ICU to say goodbye. My youngest was 8 then.
Okay. Claudia says, I'm all about normalizing death and talking to kids in age-appropriate ways, but mm-hmm. I think she's in the hospital sleeping, but might not get better is probably a better thing than the scary tubes and seizures your son might have to see. I wouldn't recommend taking him.
Let me go over to Claudia. Sure.
Good morning, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Go ahead. What are your thoughts on this?
So I am the director of a comfort care home where we care for folks who have less than 90 days left to live.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And I deal in grief all of the time, and it's kind of my job is to support people through grief. And studies have shown that kids, even as small as 3 or 4, if they can be allowed to be a part of the process, their grief and their healing goes better. It doesn't affect them as long, and it helps them move through the grieving process. So I think that she should take him.
Really? What do you suggest? How do you answer some kids' questions? Like the state that the person that they love is in, how do you respond to the questions a 5-year-old would ask?
I mean, it's all about giving them enough information to satisfy that question without giving them too much information.
Sure.
Yeah. Questions like, you know, or well, even prepping them before they get to the hospital room, you know, Sally's not going to be able to talk to you because she's going to have tubes in her mouth, or she's not going to be able to play because she's laying down and she's really, really sick. And just another reminder that she's not this kind of sick that you can catch. This is not going to happen to you.
Yeah, the basic the basic questions. Yeah, that they're probably wondering.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're all for it. So the environment you're in is basically hospice, yes?
Yes. So we use hospice. It's a little bit different, but it's basically just a house where we take care of folks that are passing away like they're our relatives.
Oh, got it. Well, you absolutely do good work. So I appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Jamie says, my vote is yes. If this is the last time your son might be seeing his best friend, I would absolutely bring him because this is part of life that your son will eventually have to experience.
Correct.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. The way people look in the ICU is often highly disturbing, even for adults. I wouldn't necessarily bring your kid. That's up to the mom. ICUs often have a minimum visitation age around 10 or 11. Seeing his cousin like this would probably be fairly traumatic and could give him all sorts of nightmares. But however, I agree with our last caller. I think that if you answer the questions that they have to a certain extent, it might be enough.
Yeah, I agree. You got to give them something, and you got to let them know that their feelings are valid considering the fact that they are or were. So close.
I know. 5 years old.
Yeah.
5, that's got to be a lot to digest to see somebody in that state. But thank you guys for weighing in on this, especially you, Chrissy. I hope this helped a little bit. I would bring him. I guess that's the right answer here. If that's something you're already asking the question on whether you think you should or not, it sounds like maybe you should. I hope that last call helped too.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea.
Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Brina Carpenter on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what is one thing we just won't do on the show, Breezy?
We're just simply not going to reward bad behavior.
We just won't.
But we do it every morning. We give them airtime every morning.
Never have. We never will. A man is facing charges after a shooting and standoff yesterday morning at a mobile home in Seneca County. Police said Randy Mark Davis Jr., 45, of Waterloo, forced his way into a neighbor's home, assaulted him, stole guns before entering another neighbor's home, stealing a cell phone. And then one neighbor said something like, "This is happening in our small area? This is just surreal."
Well, I'll be damned.
Sure. I'm sure. New York State Police said officers were immediately met with gunfire when they responded to the scene around 2:30 a.m. Davis, a twice convicted felon, eventually returned to the first neighbor's home, began firing at a nearby propane tank, according to the police, and then they fired tear gas into the home, forcing Davis out and allowing them to take him into custody. What is going on? All of this on a Tuesday morning? People who live at the mobile home park said emergency lights and sirens just flooded the area. We couldn't sleep. No, I don't think you would want to during that incident. Davis is charged with burglary, assault, attempted aggravated assault on a police officer, criminal possession of a firearm, and the list goes on and on. The Seneca County Sheriff's Office said additional charges have been added directly related to the suspect firing at the deputies and a sergeant. I saw the pictures. He missed that propane tank by like a millimeter. It was right next to him. Tons of shots were fired.
Damn.
That could have ended extremely badly. I don't know what's going on, man. Like, weed is legal now. There's no reason to be this stressed out. Can we just all chill?
Daddy, chill.
Daddy, chill. All of this on a Tuesday morning. I'm glad that they took him in.
And, like, early, too.
Yeah, early.
Tuesday
Come
morning.
On, man. All right. What are we doing right now? Yes, of course.
It's everyone's favorite game.
Can't be breezy. Call right, right now for Can't Be Breezy to win some brand new PXY morning swag, plus a pair of tickets to the 12th annual party at Center Ice at Tim Hortons Iceplex for Friday, April 11th, hosted by Breezy herself.
Period.
There's going to be food, drinks, live entertainment. All the money is going to go to benefit the Holy Childhood. Plus the event, like I said, is hosted by our girl. Breezy is on the board with 12 wins and 19 losses. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
she's struggling.
Really
she's struggling a little bit, but anything can happen this morning. Can't Be Breezy is coming up next. Caller 8. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game. Can't Beat Breezy!
Our girl is struggling with the... Let's go to the board. 12 wins and 19 losses. Well, the odds are in your favor this morning, guys.
I don't know what's happening here. Honestly, like, I came out of the gate super hot at the start of the year. I was up, like, by 50. And...
Up by 50.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
And I don't know. I say it every day, but the wheels are coming off. And I've never been more disappointed in myself. I honestly hate it here, so...
Yeah. Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800. This is for a brand new PXY crew neck, along with the last pair of tickets to the 12th annual party at Center Ice, hosted by Breezy. Let's go to the phone. PXY, who's this?
It's Carmen. Good morning, guys.
Carmen, you are Caller 8! Do you think you have what it takes to go head-to-head with our girl?
I mean, I'd like to put her at an even number loss, to be honest with you, because 19 just sounds awkward.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Carmen. Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Talk some trash before she leaves the room.
You're going to crumble like a graham cracker cookie today. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'll take that.
The graham cracker cookie is crazy. Now I'm starving.
All right, Breezy is leaving the room. Carmen, the rules are simple. Five seconds.
I wish you luck, but you don't need it.
Okay, bye, Breeze. 5 seconds to answer each question. On the clock, if you end it to tie with Breezy, you get the win. Carmen, question number one. In what year was the internet open to the public?
Oh, jeez. Let's say 1996.
Okay, 1996. Question number two. Carmen, which athlete won the Tour de France every year from 1999 to 2005?
Oh, that's Lance Armstrong.
Question number three. Carmen, what was the first vegetable to ever be grown in space? Huge space guy.
A potato.
Final answer?
Sure, let's go with potato.
All right, Carmen is going with potato, ladies and gentlemen. Question number four, Carmen. What animal is considered to be the national symbol of America?
The eagle, the bald eagle.
Bald eagle, locking you in. And question number five, Carmen, how many years are there in a millennium?
1,000.
Final answer?
Final answer.
All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up. Breezy, not too shabby. Our boy Carmen got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, look at me.
Let's just get it over with.
She hates it here. Question number one. Carmen, sit tight, buddy. Breezy, in what year did the internet open to the public?
Nineteen eighty-seven.
Going to question two. Which athlete won the Tour de France every year from 1999 to 2005?
Lance Armstrong.
Question number three. Breezy, what was the first vegetable to ever be grown in space?
Peas. I don't know. Why would I know that?
Is that your final answer? Are we going with peas? You got to be confident. Be confident in your answer. The clock is ticking.
Tomatoes.
All right, going with tomatoes. Breezy, question Stupid. Number four. Huge. You're a huge patriot. What animal is considered to be the national symbol of America?
The bald eagle.
And question five, Breezy, how many years are there in a millennium? 3, 2, 20. Hey, Carmen, how do you think you did compared to Breezy this morning?
I don't know the whole 20 thing, but that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I think the animal threw us off, too, because you said animal. I don't know if a bird's an animal, so we'll see.
Yeah, I would consider it definitely an animal. Sure.
A bird isn't an animal? Are you high? What is it? A robot?
You know what? Let's get to the score before
birds
we talk some
aren't
trash.
Real.
I got to tell you the score officially. Carmen, 4, Breezy, 2. Ooh, Breezy, I'm so sorry. You just went to 12 and 20. Carmen, you got yourself the ticket. Do you want to run through the board, you guys?
Well, joke's on you guys because I'm losing on purpose to get people to my event. So,
See, 20, doesn't 20 sound better? 20 losses, doesn't that sound better than 19?
I wouldn't say
Question one was tough. The internet opened to the public in 1993. Carmen said 96. Right, Breezy said 87. Lance.
So I'm as old as the internet? Perfect.
Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France. What was the first vegetable to ever be grown in space? The answer is potato. Breezy went with tomatoes.
Potato.
It's always potato.
I did say potato.
You said tomato.
Tomato.
I think the mic was faulty, but whatever.
And what animal is considered to be the national symbol of America? It's the bald eagle. And yes, there's 1,000 years in a millennium, not 20. But you were so close, Breezy. Thank you so much for playing. Hey, Carmen.
That was cute. That was cute as hell. You have to admit, 20 years is awesome. That was a great answer. You're just saying it was cute. That's all I'm saying.
Not you hitting on me.
Carmen.
Not at all. No, I'm just saying it was a cute answer. That's it.
Why don't you go ahead and finish it off, buddy, with my name is Carmen from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Carmen from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
I don't want to play this game anymore. Cancel it.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
That That's us. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Appreciate that. Happy Wednesday. So Breezy had a little happy hour with her girls last night, correct?
I did.
And when you ladies get together, some interesting conversations take place, needless to say.
Yeah, the drinks are flowing, the word vomit's flowing, it's everything is being said and nothing's being talked about at all, so we're talking about everything but saying nothing.
That's
how
right.
can that truly happen, right?
That's our show.
It's no, literally. I was actually talking to another radio personality out in Boston. I was like, what's the vibe of your show? She was like, I would say 100% fluff, 0% seriousness. I'm like, that's pretty on brand for us too. Anyways, so we're chatting, and somehow it gets brought up. I think we're on the topic of spray tans.
Okay.
And I'm like, I love getting spray tans. Like, obviously, it just makes you feel so much better about yourself and whatever. And I get them all the time for no reason whatsoever.
That's a lot, though.
A lot of what?
Spray tanning. How often do you go? You usually do it when there's an event.
I try to.
But some people that do it like every month, it's, I don't know.
I know. I try to go like at least once a month.
Is spray tan expensive?
No. I don't think so.
So important to take care of yourself.
So important. But when I get them done, you know, I can last it like 2 weeks if I take care of it.
Yeah.
And when I say take care of it, I mean like not shower at all.
I guess the only
reason the spray tan's really coming off is because it's like getting wet and you're washing your body and it's like going through all of the turmoil of the rinsing and the scrubbing and all that stuff.
Last time Breezy got spray tan was a couple weeks ago, a couple days before our bachelor auction.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah,
we left a meeting and it's pouring outside. You would have thought a serial killer was chasing her. The way she was running to her car to avoid getting wet so her face doesn't start to melt.
Well, we didn't want a streak.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I showed up to the meeting 5 minutes late. I'm like, so sorry, I was tied up with a really important meeting. They're like, you went to a spray tan appointment, but okay, thank you so much. So anyways, I said that. I was like, I don't like to like shower that often when I have a spray tan because I don't want it to come off.
But 2 weeks, Breezy, without...
I'm not going 2 weeks without showering. I'm just saying, like, I don't shower every day.
The rest of your body doesn't matter. But if you're going to take a shower, you have a spray tan, just put a garbage bag over your face and cut holes in the mouth and, like, the eyes.
No, because...
So you look like Trump.
Oh my God. Look at my streaks. It's whatever. So then we got on the topic of showering. And I was like, to be honest, with or without a spray tan, I hate showering. And then my girlfriends were like, honestly, like, same. So we get into this conversation and my girlfriend gets on me all the time about showering. I don't like
convincing you that you should do it.
I don't like to do it.
It's disgusting.
I know. It is really gross, but I was vindicated in chatting with my friends and them also saying, like, we don't like to shower either.
Can I say something, though, in a woman's defense? I can understand that. You have so much to do. Guys don't feel this way. We're in, we're out, 5 minutes.
And that's
you
got to
shampoo, condition, serum, toner, shave your entire body.
It's so much admin. Showering is so much admin. And I simply just don't have the time. I am so busy.
Oh, shut up.
So much going on. And another thing, like, I don't wash my hair every day. Most women don't. And if you do, kudos to you. But my hair is literally falling out in chunks. So I can't even risk it, right?
You should probably get that checked.
It's really bad. But I truly think that, like, when I'm showering and I don't wash my hair, I don't feel clean without, like, wet hair.
Oh, so you feel like you need to shampoo and condition.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, then what's the point of even going in? Because, like, I'm not going to wash my hair.
I shampoo every 3 days. I'll condition every day, though.
But my thing is like, I can't get my hair wet in general because of, I've been losing a lot of hair because of the
Not only does my co-host hate to shower, but she also hates brushing her teeth.
I mean, I don't hate brushing my teeth. It's just...
It's not your favorite.
So annoying to do.
Are there nights you skip it after you've had a nice long happy hour?
I can't confirm nor deny.
Of course, you've skipped it.
I can't confirm nor deny.
It's disgusting.
But like, I wanted to talk about this because I feel like nobody's talking about it and I'll be the one to talk about it.
Go ahead, ask the question.
As a woman, Do you, well, as anybody, I mean, but I specifically feel like women get a little bit of a pass. As a woman, do you absolutely hate to shower? 585-252-9800. I hate to shower because it's a lot of admin, it's a lot of work, and I don't feel like I did anything or like it was kind of a waste of my time if I'm not fully doing the full thing and washing my hair. Another point that was brought up by my friend is she said, I like going a couple of days without showering. So when I do shower, I'm so dirty and I feel so amazing after the shower because I'm going to take an everything shower. I'm going to go in. I'm going to wash my body. I'm going to shave every crevice of my, I'm going to exfoliate. I'm going to wash my hair, rinse, repeat.
And you feel like because you're doing all of that at once, you should only be able to do it once a week. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
A shower should be done at night before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning because you sweat in your sleep. You should be showering both after a long day and in the morning when you wake up before you get the day started.
Wait. Go back. What did you just say? I blacked out.
You should take a shower at night and when you wake up in the morning. That's how you should do it.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Tell me you hate the environment without telling me
this is not about.
No, not you wasting water. No, not you hating the environment.
When you don't want to hear something, you will always circle back around to the environment and call yourself an environmentalist, and you're not. Look at me.
That's not true.
And you're not.
Earth Day is coming up. It's one of my favorite holidays, and you know that. You know Earth Day is one of my favorite holidays.
So did you sign up with the company to go out and clean up Commercial Street here?
Every single slot. We only have to, as an employee, you only have to pick one. I pick the whole day. Okay, let's get to some text here. As a woman, yes, I absolutely hate to shower because it takes so long and there's so many things to do. I also, like Breezy, have such a busy life. This person says, I agree with Breezy. I hate showering. My girlfriend used to, and she doesn't do this anymore, but she used to shower like 3 times a day. And that might be like a psychological thing that she's going through.
Well, I did that
like
once.
In high school. Like, yeah. Like her parents would like
people
put a note out so she could leave school early to go shower before her games and stuff.
People who don't have central air in the summertime, it gets really tough out there. But listen, as far as the women that are texting in right now, I get it. It's a pain in the ass for you guys to take a shower. However, even if you just stepped in to rinse off, that's all you need. We're talking about personal hygiene here.
If it was up to me, I'd shower like maybe once or twice a week.
I don't know how your girlfriend gets into bed with you at night.
No,
I have no
idea. No, she hates me. No, she despises me.
Wait a minute. Something's missing.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Breezy and I think we've been doing the show together for almost 2.5 years now. And within that time, we learn a lot about each other.
Very much so.
Discovered during the last segment was that our girl Breezy let us in on a little secret, a little peek behind the curtain, if you will, the shower curtain, that she only turns the water on and rinses herself off like once every 2 weeks, okay?
No,
I'm going to throw up, okay?
That's not true.
I'm disgusted, you guys, because this is the type of girl that will go through the entire day, get a haircut, get a spray tan, and then just chill. She's just going to chill in bed. You know me, Breeze. I got a little OCD, especially when it comes to cleanliness. That's the type of thing that makes me want to throw up on myself.
I just think that I'm vindicated. I was chatting with my 2 best friends yesterday about showering, and I was like, I hate showering. It's such a chore. My girlfriend always gets on my ass about showering all the time. And it's just like a lot of work. And they're like, no, I get it. Like, I don't shower that much either. And I'm like, thank God. I can't believe I'm not the only one.
In a woman's defense, I get it. It's a lot of work when you take a shower. The shampoo, the conditioning, the shaving of the whole body. I'm just saying, even rinse yourself off. That's it. Everyone should be taking a shower once every single day.
I know, but I don't feel like actually clean unless I fully wash my hair, which I'm not going to wash my hair every day. So then I don't think that there's a point in even doing it in general.
Oh, I guess the rest of the body doesn't matter. I guess if the dishes are dirty in the sink, why wash them? They're just going to get dirty again. All right. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Breezy's girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Hi, Breezy's girlfriend.
God. Hey, I thought you blocked her number years ago.
Can we get to the bottom of this? Does Breezy really take a shower once a week? Or better question, do you have to beg her to take a shower before she gets in bed at night?
Okay, so on average, out of the 7 days in a week, I would say she showers 2 to 3 times unprompted.
Oh, that's it? You're supposed to take a lie. You should be taking a shower every single day.
Every day. You need to shower every day.
Every day.
Yes, I beg her to shower before she gets in bed.
I said it once, and I'm going to say it again. You and I should have ended up together.
I know. I'm not sure why it hasn't worked out yet.
I don't know what's going on.
Sweetie, listen.
Sweetie, you stink.
You do stink sometimes, Breezy. I don't want to be the one to tell you, but sometimes you come in here in the morning, and I'm like, I got to double check whether that's you or my upper lip. And 100% of the time, it's not my upper lip.
Well, listen.
I love you. You just need a shower.
Yeah. And not to mention,
you expect a lot out of me, though. You expect me to shower all the time. You always want me to shower.
If she truly was an environmentalist, then she would think about the fact that when she doesn't shower, the sheets get dirty. What happens when the sheets get dirty? You got to constantly you got to wash them. You got to do the laundry.
Gotta wash
them. She didn't mention anything about that, right?
No. And she goes to the gym and she's sweaty and she comes home. She lays in bed.
Ew!
Yeah,
no!
Not right.
No!
Not right.
Are you kidding?
And then I get home at like 5, 6 o'clock and I'm like, you didn't shower today. You need to go shower.
Wow.
You worked out 5 hours ago.
Oh, she didn't say anything to anybody about that. How convenient to leave that out.
You know I work out every day.
You are sweaty and disgusting and then you climb into the sheets after workout?
Not in the sheets. I'm on top.
Who cares? At this point, who cares?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. That's disgusting, Breezy. And you know what? Shame on you.
I know.
Guys, where are my two best friends that I had dinner with last night? Why aren't they calling in? Why is nobody defending?
Yeah,
they're not showering! Yeah. They said they don't want to shower!
They're taking a shower.
Oh my God, you guys are...
like good girls.
Ew! Ew.
All right, hey, Breezy's girlfriend, we love you. You're the best. Thank you so much for always calling in. To really put Breezy in her place, because guess what? There's two sides to every story. She only shares her side all the time.
You're right.
You're ruining
my
life. You're ruining my reputation in this city.
Okay, have a good day. Make sure you take a shower when you get home, please.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.
This is so typical her.
I love her.
This is so typical.
It's so refreshing to hear another point of view.
Oh, is this so? Let's hear other points of view, shall we? Let's hear points of view that actually side with me, considering the fact that I'm alone on a raft, floating away, refusing to shower.
Like Castaway.
Absolutely. Let's see here. This person says, hey, Moose and Breezy, I have to agree. I absolutely hate showering. It feels like more of a chore than anything else.
Okay, great. I hate making the bed, but I do it every single morning.
No, you don't. You love making your bed. Then again, I am a female, and females have so much more to do in the shower. I used to enjoy showering when I was a teenager, but now I'm working a full-time job as a single mother. It takes away my valuable time. This person says, Breezy, this is an ADHD trait, my girl. Looking at everything as a task and not a habit, but I'm totally with you. I rinse every day, but I don't wash my hair. Good on you, babe. This person says, I'm definitely with Breezy. I shower 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Dry shampoo is my bestie.
Oh.
This person says, for the love of God, oh my God, Breezy, I can't even believe this right now. Please, for the love of God, wash your body every single day.
Listen, if you want to really start falling in love with showering again, you find yourself a good loofah. You find yourself a good loofah and it's game over.
And takes off my spray tan. I'm not doing it.
And don't be the people where their loofah explodes into the size of a circus tent. When it gets all unraveled like that, it's time to get a new one, okay,
see,
you guys?
This is the thing. There's so many rules when it comes to showering. You need this loofah. You need this exfoliant. You need this. And if you don't do it this way, you're not actually clean.
It's basic hygiene.
I'm just not going to do it. This person says, I agree with Breezy. Showering is a task and a half. And after the gym, I'll deal with myself. And I'll do my body shower when I have time and some dry shampoo.
Right. Well, you and all your dirty little friends texting in, you could go get a cup of coffee after the show. How's that sound, okay? Good with that?
I'll tell you one thing. We are not showering together, so don't even worry about it.
Yes, the No Shower Club. If you want to be a part of that, 585-252-9800.
Wait, not me doing the show from a separate room through a glass plate.
98PXY is free and always will be.
You saw them perform at halftime during the big game.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. It's messages like this that just make the job totally worth it, and it makes our heart completely full. Christine was at the 15th annual Bachelor auction the other weekend and wrote in to tell us that she thinks she might have found love. with one of our bachelors. And we love to hear that because it's so important that all of our bachelors pass a background check, which they did. But we also helped raise over $100,000 this year. And on top of that, seeing people fall in love, I mean, what else do you want?
It's just so rewarding.
It's very fulfilling. So Christine writes in, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys so much for the tickets for the bachelor auction. I won them on air from you. I brought my younger sister. We had the best time. And I ended up bidding on one of the cops you had on stage. But he sold for $2,300, little out of my price range. But I ended up getting another number from one of the bachelors when the event was over. We had been talking and are going to dinner on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But he has been such a gentleman. And we have connected so well over the last 2 weeks. I just wanted to say thank you. And I love you guys in the morning. For once, I feel like I have met a really good guy. I'm so happy." And we're so happy for you, Christine. Thank you. See,
yes.
Now that's, those
we're
are the, this
so
is why we do this.
For you. I love that.
We absolutely love this. And yes, we raised a lot of money this year with the help of everybody's fundraising efforts. And for our listeners, you guys, for the generosity, it's meant a lot. But Christine, we hope it works out. No promises. It could go south real quick, but obviously we're pulling for you. You see in the caller ID, Breeze?
I do.
Yes,
this is
of
so
course.
Tough. Don't pick it up.
Hi, Teresa.
I hope you two are really happy now.
You know we're always happy when you're calling.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm just going to come right out and say it.
What is okay? it? Yeah.
You know, I'm really, really disappointed in the both of you. How
Classic.
Come you got that girl to go to the auction, but you couldn't get me tickets? You know,
I
listen,
can't believe we're still doing
you
this.
You promised me tickets for my daughter. I never got the tickets. She wasn't able to go to the bachelor auction.
Well, you know, last time you called, the other week when you called, you made us actually feel really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go back and double check the audio. We never promised.
Oh, come
we
on.
Never promised you at all. We never promised
come
you.
On.
Teresa.
You guys promised and she missed out. You
what?
Know? Listen.
What's $35 for charity?
Yeah, I can't believe that you couldn't swing that.
Come on. You guys don't understand. You know, I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. I don't have money to be throwing around like this.
Well, and
you know, I wanted to do something nice for her. You know, so she can meet a nice guy, and she wasn't able to go because I couldn't get her tickets. So now I'm really, you know, she missed her opportunity.
Why don't you set your daughter up on Match.com or Bumble?
You guys don't understand. I have three daughters, okay? You guys don't get it. I have
we
to get
three
this
daughters.
Girl married. The oldest is going through a messy divorce because her soon-to-be ex got his head so far up his ass. He doesn't know what time it is.
Oh, my God.
You guys just don't get it.
Well, listen.
You know?
Again, Teresa, we love you, but that's simply not our problem. So.
No, listen. I'm very happy for the girl that got to go on the date.
No, you're not.
What the heck do they know about taking care of a man?
I don't know.
You know, I was at Wegmans yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I saw a beautiful man buying fruit. Oh, my God. He was so freaking handsome.
Did you give him your number?
You know, listen, now why can't my daughter be with someone like that, you know?
That is a question we cannot answer.
Let me ask you something.
I've also never met your daughter.
Yeah, does she know that you call on the weekly? Does she know?
No, I'm going to surprise her with these tickets.
Oh.
Okay?
You know what? Maybe she wants
nothing. You were supposed to give me.
Maybe she.
You know,
you should have a conversation with your daughter because maybe she wants nothing to do with dating right now.
Listen, at this rate, she's going to be alone forever, you know? Oh, my God. Where the heck did I go wrong?
Well, you don't want me to answer that.
I'm really disappointed in you guys.
It's our fault.
All right, listen, I have to go, you guys. I got to go.
Oh, God.
I'm so freaking irritated. This is unbelievable.
Let me ask you something before you go, because you've really been hyping your daughter up. What are some of the qualities that she brings to the table?
Well, at least she knows how to cook.
Okay, what else?
Yeah,
okay.
We already knew that.
She knows how to cook. She knows how to take care of a house, and she knows how to take care of her man. She just picks the wrong one.
Oh, she does.
Right.
You know, I won't say on the radio how she takes care of her man, how well she takes care of him.
Please.
Okay? But she takes after her mother, let me tell you that.
Teresa, we're going to have to let you go. Thank you so much.
Teresa.
It's always a treat.
Thank you guys so much for not giving me the tickets for her.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I hope you still love it.
This has been over for like 3 weeks.
I'm overstimulated right now, Teresa. I love when you call. But honestly, we never promised tickets to you. We never promised tickets to anyone.
No.
If we solicited for them for caller 8 and they won them, good on them.
Yeah.
But we didn't promise you tickets. I'm sorry your daughter missed out.
You guys could have did this for her.
Bubble or Match.com is a great option as well.
Okay. All right. I'm going. I got to go have my coffee.
You
bye,
do that.
Guys.
All right. Bye, Teresa.
See ya.
Absolute. Classic. And that's classic Teresa.
I'm not going to lie. Teresa saying that her daughter takes after her when it comes to sexually pleasing her man makes me seriously want to puke. So. I'm so good. Don't answer her call again. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.